Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, when you leave it up to other teams, you rely on other results, anything can happen, and obviously we didn't get help, so, you know, it's disappointing. When you're talking about one or two points, I mean, there's a lot of different games you look at or instances, so it's hard to turn, you know, one or two points and magnify that into, you know, what the reason is necessarily, but there's probably different things. I think the obvious one is just multiple games where we had leads and, you know, we ended up not even getting points in some of those.
So Crosby knows the problem. He watched the games. Mike Sullivan said that he and the coaches had both the games on Tuesday night on, and that Sullivan was pacing up and down the hallway. I'm sure he had a few choice words for the refereeing that took place, but Sid understands that the Penguins put themselves in this spot. Mike Sullivan seems to understand, though he didn't do much to change over the course of the year, that the Penguins put themselves in this spot. Josh Yowie of The Athletic had a one-on-one sit-down with Erik Karlsson, where Erik Karlsson said that they were and he was a massive disappointment this year.
Wow.
So the accountability is there. Crosby would go on to talk about this team as a cup contender, though. And I think this is where we start the conversation today.
Once you get in the playoffs, anything can happen. And I feel like we were trending the right way. We were one of the hottest teams in the league, you know, late, and don't have much to show for it right now. So hopefully that's something we can build off of. And I mean, there's lots of teams who want to win the Stanley Cup. That's a tough one. I mean, that's what I play for, and I think that's what we all, you know, believe. If you get in, anything can happen. We felt like we were playing good at the right time, but there's a lot to go through. But I'm not going to start predicting or projecting, but I believe that we're capable.
So he thought if they would have gotten in, that they would have ultimately had a chance to win the Stanley Cup. And I get that is his mindset and will forever be his mindset. Yowie wrote after the game about Crosby's workout prior to the game. And Crosby was taking pass after pass after pass from Andy Kyoto, the Penguins goaltender coach, and rifling them one after one into the net. He was out there busting his butt before a meaningless game in the morning skate, like he would if the Penguins were playing in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. That's how this guy's cut. But here's the question at 412-928-9370. When this team comes back next year, for you, the fans, and we'll start with you, Dorn, what should the goal be? I get that their goal is going to be to win a championship. That needs to be their mindset. What are we okay with as Penguins fans? They've won three championships. I'll give my answer in a second, but do you need to see this group win another championship or it's a failure? How do you view it?
That's a great question. That's a great way to put it, and to really just like think deeply about the situation and knowing how healthy everybody was this year and Crosby playing every single game. He's going to get older and he's going to be older next year. So what the expectation should be, I don't know how far that the expectation would be. And I'm going to say this, they need to be just consistent, because I feel like if they're consistent and they know what they are and we know what they are, that they would be in a playoff spot. And he's right. He's right about if they would have made it in the playoffs, it's a new season. Mm-hmm. And it's anybody's game. My question is that even for this year and for next year, if they actually do take care of the business they're supposed to and they do make it, do other teams feel like the Penguins this year, if they were in, could be cup contenders? Because I'm willing to bet yes.
Well,
other teams, I guarantee there's teams out there that are so happy, not because they don't like Sid, not because they don't like the Penguins, and not because they've won so many things and it's like the New England Patriots. No. It's because we don't have to go against Sidney Crosby and how he will will his team to victories. I guarantee there's teams out there that are happy that the Penguins are out of the playoffs because they would worry that they would actually do something.
Well, I think specifically the Rangers, if the Penguins were playing the Rangers instead of the Caps, mm-hmm. I think Rangers fans would have been more nervous. I think that the Rangers would probably, if you gave them truth serum, say they'd rather play Washington than Pittsburgh. I don't disagree with that. I'm okay with them having won three championships, though, man. How many are you supposed to win? I think about 2012 losing to the Flyers and what a kick in the nards that was, and 2013 not being able to score goals in the Eastern Conference Final, and I think about 2015 blowing a 3-1 series lead to the Rangers. One more win would have got them to the conference final, and then that's why Bielsma gets fired and Shiro's gone and they blow everything up.
Crowley, I don't mean to cut you off, but yeah. It's okay to be okay with them just winning three cups and saying, like, that's good enough whenever they are deteriorating. But they're not. That's where I'm at. Like, they're not. Crosby played at the high level this year. He didn't miss any games. Malkin didn't miss any games. Like, they are old. I get it. But it's not like that they can't even skate anymore. They can.
Mm-hmm.
And they left a lot out there to be desired. And that's why I'm like, I don't know if I'm just okay with three cups, because I can see that they can actually play.
I am caught in between on this one. And maybe it's not a great place to be for Sports Talk Radio. I'm trying to walk the line with a little bit of nuance here. And I think it was a massive disappointment that they didn't make the playoffs this year, particularly for the reasons why. The power play was worse this year, significantly so than it was last year. Arguably the worst in the NHL. Only the Flyers had a worse percentage, but the Flyers only gave up 5 shorthanded goals. The Penguins gave up 12 shorthanded goals while being neck and neck percentage-wise. So the power play let them down. 3-on-3 overtime let them down. The goaltending let them down. All the things we were hoping would be better from one year to the next were actually worse. And so I'm furious with this team that it took them until the last 11, 12, 15 games of the season to get their bleep together.
Mm-hmm.
I think anybody who's not upset with them missing the playoffs is a dork. Yes, we should be pissed. But do I need to see them win another championship to think that this run, this era, is a success? No, I do not.
Okay, I see that.
Unquestionably a successful era. When Crosby and Malkin and Letang retire, and they come back 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now for anniversaries, or they cut to these guys in the stands, or they're in the...
their jerseys.
Yeah. We're all not going to think about... we really aren't.
No,
going
to
think
right.
about, oh, they missed the playoffs twice at the end.
You're
we're
right.
not. We're
you're
just
right.
not. Nobody thinks about the failures, I don't think, of the Lemieux era. Like, 1993 comes up because that team was really good, and they had the stretch at the end of the regular season where they won more consecutive games than any team had in hockey history, and people look at that as a missed opportunity. But when you think about Lemieux, there's 24 other things you think of first.
We just had an example with Jágr. Like, we talked about, like, him, choosing to play for the Flyers, but it was more positive than that, whenever he came back and his jersey was retired. It was all about Jágr. We were all excited. It was a fantastic moment. We just had an example of whenever there are ups and downs throughout, tenures, and what they brought to us, a lot of good. You're right. You're absolutely right. We will not think about the bad.
It's not going to be when you do a obituary of this Penguins era. The first line's not going to be, oh, they didn't win a playoff series for the final 6, 7, 8, 9 years. That's not going to be the first line written. It's going to be they won 3 championships.
Yep.
Malkin won a Conn Smythe. Crosby won 2 Conn Smythe trophies. It's going to be about all that stuff. The Jágr example is a really good one. You can't tell the story of Jaromír Jágr without all the weird stuff that went on, but he was honored because of the good stuff.
Right.
Now, Brady changed the game because he's won 7 championships. Michael Jordan won 6 championships. But I do ask the question, how many are you supposed to win? We haven't seen any team in this era win more than 3. Tampa won a couple. Chicago won a couple. Chicago won 3. LA won a couple. We ain't seeing any of these teams that wound up being super teams, that wound up being dynasties or pseudo dynasties. None of them won more than 3.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm satisfied with 3. What I want to see happen again is them go on a little bit of a run and capture our imagination. They just did it for 2 weeks. This is the most I've enjoyed Penguins hockey in a very long time.
2 years?
Yes. These 2 weeks made me feel... It got warmer outside. Mm-hmm. The days are longer. It made me feel some of those nostalgia feels. I want that again in the playoffs. That's what I hope that they can give to us. Doesn't mean Dubas shouldn't be shooting for a Stanley Cup. Doesn't mean that Crosby shouldn't be shooting for a Stanley Cup. If it's Sullivan, if it's another coach, the goal, the stated goal by them should be, we've got this core. We want to win a championship. I get that. But I think about 2001, when Lemieux came back from retirement and he took the league by storm and you had Jágr and they wound up losing in the Eastern Conference Final to New Jersey. That was a rare time where you could enjoy a season that didn't wind up in a championship.
Yeah.
I don't know that Penguins fans went, dang it, we should have beat New Jersey in the conference finals. This sucks. Fire people. It was terrible. No, I think everyone thought, oh, Lemieux came back and we got to have the thing almost happen again.
Yeah.
It was a magical ride. And you beat Buffalo and Kasparaitis is sliding across the ice. I am looking for joy differently now in the twilight of these guys' careers than I was 4 or 5 years ago. Heck, even 2 years ago. That team was good enough to beat the Rangers and maybe go on a playoff run. And if they had beat them, who knows what happens? They were screwed by goaltender injuries. But I don't know that we're ever going to see them construct a team that good again. And so for me, the goalposts have shifted. The goals from a fan base perspective should also shift with it. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. People be talking junk on social media. Rangers fans, Cap fans, Flyers fans, your dynasty is over.
Dynasty. Hey, think about the word you said.
Right. Kiss my white butt. We got 3. And they went to a 4th. And they went to 5 conference finals. And they only missed the playoffs 3 times. In Crosby's entire career, they've only missed the playoffs 2 times when those guys have played together. I am satisfied with what they've accomplished. Now I just want to see them do it again. Not win a championship, but do it again where they go on a little bit of a run to where maybe they make a second round and you're going, oh man, you're 4 wins away from a conference final. That's what I
want
to see.
You just want that feeling again.
Yes.
That feeling. And you just had it. We just had a little taste of it. I'm with you. That's very well said. Like we're satisfied with what happened in the past. I mean, how could you not be? That wasn't that long ago. So there's a lot of people who were able to witness that, and especially younger people were able to witness that back in 16 and 17. So we have to be realistic.
That's exactly right.
We have to be realistic of the situation at hand, and if they can give us those a moment of feel of that and not even have to get there, and they just showed us that they can do that and miss the playoffs, I'm with you right there. Like, if you can do that for a series in the playoffs, I'm fine. I'm fine with closing the book.
I'm not firing. We talked about it yesterday. We would both say, all right, Mike, thank you for your service. Sullivan, go on your way. Go coach someplace else. You do a great job, but it's time for a new voice. That's not, to me, because they didn't win a Stanley Cup.
No.
That's because they didn't make the playoffs the last 2 years. And for me, bare minimum make the playoffs, and I'd like to see you go on a run. If Sullivan's team made the playoffs this year and they won a first-round series, I'm not firing him.
No chance.
Maybe other people, you got to win a championship. Crosby, Malkin, Letang, Carlson. I'm not there. You need to make the playoffs. That's a disappointment. I'd like to see him make it next year and go on a run. People should be pissed right now. And we'll get into the reasons why even more over the course of this first hour of the show today. But when they assemble the team for next year, my hope is, can you get in? Can you capture our imaginations? Because I look around the league, and while Crosby had 94 points this year, and it was an awesome season by him, I see Auston Matthews scoring 70 goals. I see guys like Kucherov with 140 points and McDavid. It's a young man's game. It's a young man's league. To think that this team should win another championship, should, it's just not realistic. So set your parameters. Change your parameters. Enjoy the little things like getting to watch Crosby every night.
Yeah.
And hope that they can make another pseudo run. And we should be happy about that. At least that's how I see it. What do you think? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. That's the number for the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Up next, Doran made an excellent and I think, frankly, funny prediction during yesterday's show. Unfortunately, we didn't even get a chance to see it. What was that prediction? What are we talking about? We'll tell you next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just ran into Bubba in the hallway from 100.7 Star. He said drink tonic water for cramps because there's quinine in it.
Mm.
So I did a little Google search on quinine. It'll help the leg cramps. It'll also make sure I don't get malaria.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's a little remedy.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm all that worried about malaria, but hey, if you can cover both bases, why wouldn't you?
Right.
You made a prediction on yesterday's show that I thought was an awesome prediction. You said Tristan Jarry's going to have a shutout against the New York Islanders. And the point was they'd play him, and because there was no pressure, he'd play well.
Uh-huh.
Man, he didn't even play.
Right.
And we knew at about 11 o'clock when Nedeljkovic was the first guy off the ice, what Mike Sullivan did was he didn't even turn the game over to Tristan Jarry in a meaningless season finale. He's done.
That's what he told us.
It's done.
That's what they told us.
Yep.
They told us he's done. I had no doubt in my mind. Like, it was a funny prediction because you could just see it happening, and that's how things play out. And they win the game significantly, and Jarry's the reason why, and he puts a shutout, and he's back, and it's like, oh, okay, well, Jarry's back again for next year. But the fact that Nedeljkovic was the first goalie off the ice, he was the goalie to obviously start the game and to finish the game, that says everything you need to know about what they think and where they're at with Tristan Jarry. I know that. I don't know what the situation is going to be with Nedeljkovic next year, but I know that Tristan Jarry is on the chopping block. He definitely is.
They have a goaltender in the AHL that I'd like to see maybe be their backup next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about this yesterday. I wouldn't mind signing Nedeljkovic to the same term. So a 1-year, 2-year deal for $1.5 million, something like that, as the backup. But then I thought more about it. I'd rather just have the youngster come up. be the backup and go out in free agency or via trade and get a primary goaltender. I'd like to see the youngster get a chance, and then I just don't want Tristan Jarry back, and I really don't know that you need Nedeljkovic back either. Again, I'd be okay with him coming back, but I'm not making it an offseason priority. And when we talked about this yesterday, we got a lot of texts. And I got a lot of tweets even going through last night saying, nobody's going to want Tristan Jarry. Yeah, I just don't agree with that. I know Tristan Jarry's not a good playoff goaltender. I know you can't count on him. We know that. We're close to the situation. But there was smoke about the Penguins fielding offers on him at the deadline. The Penguins obviously felt like they needed to pay 5 years and $5-plus million this offseason, leading you to believe that there were other teams in on the negotiations as well, driving the price up. You can find a taker for anybody.
Granlund.
Yes.
Here's an example.
Yes. Granlund, Jan Ruda, Petrie's bad contract. You can find takers for anybody. That's what last offseason showed us. Well, Erik Karlsson, Penguins took him on, and I thought you're going to have to put together an attractive offer to get a guy of that caliber who had 100 points last year and 25 goals. No, you literally traded all your bad players and bad contracts for that guy. You can find a taker for anybody. And in a goaltender-starved league, the selling point would be he's a 29-year-old who's been a multiple-time All-Star. And you don't need him, if you acquire him, to be elite. Do you need better than what you have? Yes. And so a team like the New Jersey Devils that was goaltender-starved this year, perhaps. Now, the Philadelphia Flyers, Carter Hart got all caught up in that sexual assault thing, and allegedly, I don't know what happened there, but he ain't around. He might never be around again. They need help. Teams up and down the league need goaltender help. Is Tristan Jarry a savior? No. We've seen it here. Can he be an upgrade elsewhere? Absolutely he can.
Right.
Are you going to get anything in return for him? Probably not. A draft pick, salary dump kind of move. Do you maybe need to attach another player as a sweetener? Yeah, all those things are on the table. But if they want to move on from Tristan Jarry, they can. And by virtue of Mike Sullivan saying, oh, you're not even getting the net in a meaningless game, I think they do want to move on from Jarry.
And this is why Dubas is good at what he does. It's because of what he did this offseason whenever he first got here and making the moves he did to get Karlsson, getting things off the books. He can make any move. I don't know where people are at on Dubas right now. I mean, I just haven't really gotten a feel. I think it's incomplete. But, I mean, I still am at where I was whenever they hired him.
I'm with you.
Because of the moves that he made and the almost impossible situations that were like, how are they going to get out of these contracts? How are they even going to, just like you said, how are they even going to acquire or trade for Karlsson? He made it happen. We didn't believe that he was going to make it happen. The time was running out. He made it happen. He could make something happen with Tristan Jarry and get something back. I mean, even Bunting. Like, you're going to trade Jake Guentzel for a Bunting?
And a couple of guys that aren't even top 10 prospects for Carolina.
And look at Bunting.
Yep.
So I believe that he can make something out of Tristan Jarry and getting him off the books and trading him away and getting something back. But I think it's almost inevitable. Like, I feel like it is almost certain that that's going to happen.
He can't want to be here either. He can't be. He signs the deal telling you that last offseason he obviously wanted to be here and he wanted to make as much money as possible. And theoretically, the Penguins probably paid that.
Would you want to be here after last night? Because you know that, I mean, you're thinking, okay, I could have one more chance.
Did Kenny Pickett want to be here anymore?
Nope.
I look at it exactly the same way. You've paid me to be the guy. At least give me my net back for a meaningless game so that it doesn't have to be Nedeljkovic for the final 14 games of the season or whatever it was.
I could see if he was like, has dealing with a hip injury and, you know, he's very injury prone,
yes.
But he was sick.
Yes.
And he lost his, and he didn't get his job back.
Right.
Then he got an opportunity.
And sucked.
And then now a meaningless game, and you're not even going to go to me? Yeah, my mind is like, okay, where's my next stop?
And who knows if Mike Sullivan's even going to be the head coach next year. If he is, and you're Tristan Jarry, you definitely don't want to be back. But I don't think Mike Sullivan's operating in a vacuum here. I'm sure he's sitting down and having conversations with Kyle Dubas and the rest of the hockey staff. And he's saying, look, I don't trust Tristan Jarry. I'm sure that's a collective groupthink kind of deal. So I would imagine Tristan Jarry is not a Penguin next year, and I do think they'll find a taker. I'll say this. I still don't have a problem that the Carlson move got made. You ship off a bunch of bad, and you get a guy that had 100 points last year.
Yeah, you swing for the fence.
Yes. The process, to me, was sound.
Yep.
He underperformed. It didn't work this year. Understood. I will go back on the Bunting trade, though. I hated it at the time.
Me too.
Thought Bunting was a decent middle six kind of guy, and the prospects did not really do much for me. We'll see with the prospects. Michael Bunting's a good player.
Yep.
And if I'm looking for one reason for optimism next year, it's that you're going to have that guy all season playing alongside Malkin, and Malkin was much more Malkin-y than he was before that guy got here. He was Malkin-y, Doran.
Malkin-y.
So that gives me a little bit of optimism for next season. Coming up next, the way last night's game transpired. If it would have happened that way, but in an alternate universe, I think we'd be having a wild conversation today. I'll explain what that means when we come back. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, 412-928-9370.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Real quick, guys, Taylor Swift is coming out with a new album.
Oh, yay.
Tomorrow, she just had the Eras tour.
Right.
That was just last year.
Mm-hmm.
She's just pumping out albums.
She got content now. She got all kinds of content. Think about what she could sing about.
You think she mentions Kelsey by name?
Yes.
I think she'll be a little bit more. I don't think she'll be that heavy-handed. I think there'll be references to tight end. I think there'll be references to her new love interest.
Kansas City.
I don't know that he'll be mentioned by name.
Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'd love an Andy Reid mention.
Andy Reid. I was about to say Reid.
Like, don't name drop Kelsey, but name drop Andy Reid. Just found that out. I also had a reoccurring leg cramp in the studio here. Actually, Callis, you might have been able to see it on 93.7thefan.com on the web stream during the break. I'm now going to stand for a little bit. I had my feet down, stuck under this chair here, and that cramp came back.
You need to do something about it.
Well, I am standing up.
No, you need to, like, put fluids in your body.
I got myself one of these emergencies. Drink hot water. I'll be drinking water all morning long. We'll see if we can shake this thing.
That could do it, though. Hot water does dehydrate you.
No, it does not. What a terrible take by you. There's no way that drinking water dehydrates you.
No, hot water.
No way. It's still water.
Well, there's a lot of steam coming from it, though, and it's more.
That's
of a
bad take.
Not a bet.
Bad take. Anti-science. 412-928-9370. There is no chance that the temperature of my water is affecting my hydration status. 0% chance. Man's in the desert. He's dying. He's got no fluids in his body. He walks to this, I don't know, what do you call it?
Like one of those springs.
Oasis.
Like a Irish spring,
yes,
or whatever.
Yes, he gets to
spring.
One of these oases. He gets to a spring. Yeah. Sun's beating down. It's 115 degrees. That water ain't cool. If he drinks it, I think it's going to keep him going. I don't think he drinks it. I'm more dehydrated. Bad science. 412-928-9370. You can text us. That just can't be right. Now, coffee can dehydrate you,
right. Coffee
and
can.
That is hot water with beans in it, mm-hmm. But it's also a diuretic, which makes you pee a bunch.
Okay, I did a quick Google search,
yeah.
And I am wrong.
Duh.
I think I mistook it from trying to cool your body, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, guys, I haven't had food in 25 days. can I get you a hot sandwich? No, it's going to make me more hungry.
Wait, did you
what
say,
are we talking
did he just
about?
Say it now? He said cool your body? Like cold water?
Yeah, I was thinking.
He's moving the goalposts on us.
Cold water doesn't.
No, no, I'm admitting I made a mistake. Why aren't we just appreciating that?
Because you kept talking. You said, oh, well, cool. I thought I meant cool your body. Like what?
imagine that. Imagine being starved. Like straight up starved. You can see the ribs. Oh my gosh. That guy's going to pass out. Whoa. I got a hot dog. Can't eat it. Too warm.
Too much steam.
Too much steam coming off of it. It's not going to suffice. It's not going to help me. What a take, Mike Allen. Unbelievable take.
He was confident too.
Okay. Let's get into the Penguins' meaningless game from last night. And let's put ourselves in an alternate universe. Penguins are down 5-4. Sidney Crosby's coming in on a penalty shot. Which, of course, they'll give you a penalty shot in a meaningless game, but you barely get any penalty shots in the games that matter. Anyway, Crosby comes in. He gets stonewalled by the Islanders' goaltender. If that game was for a playoff spot, and a goal there would have pushed the Penguins to overtime, would we be crushing Sidney Crosby today for not scoring?
Probably.
I think the answer is yes.
Probably.
He's the one guy that I think is Teflon in all of this. We fired Mike Sullivan.
Yep.
We criticized Malkin's inconsistency, Letang's inconsistency. We've raked Carlson over the coals. Jeff Carter played his last NHL game, it looks like, last night. He's been absolutely demolished by Penguins fans going on the last 2 years. We'll take everybody out. The power play, 3-on-3. And Crosby does have a role in those things. But when we look at the season and we say, why didn't they make it? Nobody points to 94-point man Sidney Crosby. Nobody. But if that penalty shot would have determined their playoff fate, we would have had to have crushed him today.
Man.
The ultimate one-on-one, mano-a-mano, I score or it's over moment. And for that guy not to come through, if it had mattered, I think we'd have been crushing him today.
Realistic people would have talked about what we've been talking about. Oh, well, there's games that you should have had earlier on in the season. But there would have been a significant amount of people that said, this is on Crosby.
Yes.
He needs to make that play. Wow.
And I think it would have been fair.
Wow.
If it would have come, it's not, you know, he misses an empty net on a power play or something like that, we would have brought it up today. This is purely, it's on your stick. Everyone in the arena is standing up. You score, and they go to overtime, and your season can continue. You don't score, it's over. We would have had to kill him. And so, in a way, I'm happy it didn't work out that way. Now, if the game had mattered, it didn't matter for the Islanders. I don't know how it would have played out. If this game would have meant everything for the Penguins last night, I like to think that they would have been able to win the game.
Yeah, I think they would have.
There would have been a different desperation level.
For sure.
It just didn't, early on in the game in particular, it felt different than the last 2 weeks.
It felt like we were ready to go.
Yeah.
Go home.
And it was cool that Carter scored. It was cool that Malkin scored. And it was actually a fun hockey game. But you could feel that there were no stakes there. And I do imagine that the Penguins would have put forth a better effort and would have played better had they had everything to play for and the Islanders nothing. But in an alternate universe, man, we are crushing 87 today.
Yeah.
Absolutely crushing him. Man. Okay. Show's going 1,000 miles an hour. We've got Nicholas Harry Callis saying water will dehydrate you. It's going to be one of those ones today. Up next, one of the most refreshing and hilarious post-game quotes that I've ever heard. I don't think you've seen this yet, Thorne. It's amazing. We'll play it for you when we come back. 50-minute mark on a fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Coming up in 10 minutes, the Pirates had a terrible series in Flushing, New York. Just awful. They had a lead in all three ball games, and they lost all three. Their first series loss of the year. What's it all mean, Basil? Well, we'll talk about it in 10 minutes. But it's something else that happened in Major League Baseball last night that I needed to bring up here. Fairbanks, what's his first name, Callis, the
Peter.
Closer for the Rays? Peter Fairbanks. He's got a 9 ERA this year. He blew a save last night. The Angels beat the Tampa Bay Rays. And he was asked about it post-game. And this is the most honest post-game assessment I have ever heard a player give, Doran. Listen to this.
Was it just a matter of command, location, selection, anything specific? No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck. So, you know, we're going to try and rectify that. But for right now, I'm going to be pretty pissed about it.
Pete, where do you kind of go from here? Is it looking at tape? Is it going through mechanics? Where do you kind of go from here?
You tell me. I've tried that. If you got an answer, I'd love to hear. Just, you know, not going to let it beat me up for, you know, I'll maybe give it till 10. It's 9:44 right now. We'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
The levels of suck know no bounds. I love that.
Yeah, I just sucked.
I sucked. Was it command? Was it pitch selection? Was it location? Is it mechanical? It's everything. I suck right now. It's everything. I'm terrible, but you know what? I'm going to give myself 16 minutes of self-loathing, and then I'm going to move on. I love that from the dude.
Yeah.
And it's why, so Cam Newton got crushed after the Super Bowl. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Cam was a real ripe old jerk. Guys are emotional after games. I judge what a guy says after a game different than what a guy might say before a game.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever Crosby says in a pregame skate, I will judge that on a different grading curve than I will with what Crosby might say after a loss because there's emotion involved. I love it. I want more honesty. I want guys to call themselves out. I like accountability, and I like the style of back-and-forth nature there from Peter Fairbanks. I don't think he was a jerk to the reporter when he said, you tell me. It wasn't one of those, oh, you must know the problem. You're a media guy. He didn't do that.
No.
He's like, somebody help me.
Please, I need help. I'm asking you for help. Be my therapist. Tell me what I need to do, and I'll try to fix it.
Yeah, man.
Because I'm out of options.
It's like phoning a friend, and who wants to be a millionaire? You're a baseball writer. Please, what are you seeing? Because I suck out there. We might need to take part of that and make it a drop. And just use it from now until the end of the world.
Yes.
One more time. This is great.
Was it just a matter of command, location, selection, anything specific?
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
How do you really feel? You have guys, like when Rowdy Tellez took up for David Bednar, oh, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. We don't boo around here. We're not that kind of town. He's going to be fine. This Fairbank, yeah, I don't know. I just suck. I just suck.
What if you were his teammate, like, in the next locker right next to him, and you're just, you know, getting dressed and getting your stuff ready, and you hear him answer that question, and then you're next for the media, and you get asked how Fairbanks pitched, and you're just like kind of look over like our man Neil Shipley did with the side eye, like, well, I guess he sucked.
I don't think I'd talk to him until 10:01, Dorn, right. Being honest. I'll give him that 16 minutes. I'll give him time. My favorite, I think I've told this story on the air before, my favorite ever locker room experience is when the Steelers signed Mike Vick, and there's a massive media horde around him in the Steelers locker room at the Southside facility. And everyone wants to pick his brain. Oh, my gosh. Blah, blah, blah. Well, Tim Benz comes in there. And you know Tim Benz. He's going to get to the bottom of it. He's going to throw some shade. And he brought up the dogfighting stuff with Vic. Mm. And I'm standing there. Right next to me is Landry Jones. And I had a decent relationship with Landry. Really nice guy. I could barely fit my way into the scrum. So I'm basically butt to knee, because he's tall, with Landry Jones. And Benzie asks Mike Vick, hey, man, how do you sleep at night? And Vick did a great job answering the question. Hey, man, I went to prison. I'm a reformed individual, blah, blah, blah. And Landry just leans into my ear and goes, holy, thank God that wasn't me.
Right, jeez.
Hey, Ben, how do you sleep at night for something you did 10 years ago and had to go into the American penal system? How do you sleep at night? Like, dang, Benzie, I know you like dogs, man. Shoot.
Coming out firing.
I forgot to give the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll. I'll do that now. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. You can tweet me at @_AdamCrowley. That's where you can vote on the Twitter poll. Brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. If last night's penalty shot was for all the marbles, would Crosby have scored? I bet you he would have. But it was meaningless. Yeah, a little fancy, a little dipsy doodle. Mm-hmm. I bet you would have scored.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, coming up next, the Pirates play their worst series of the season, and it's not even close. Where are we on the panic meter? What do we need to see them do this homestand? We'll get into all of it when we come back. Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. SunChevy.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.